Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dirt Rich by Mark Podolsky presents a practical, non-traditional path to building wealth through real estate without the usual headaches of tenants, repairs, or property management. Drawing on Podolsky's experience as an investor and educator, the book focuses on buying and selling parcels of raw land, then creating passive income through simple, repeatable transactions. Rather than emphasizing renovation skills or leverage-heavy strategies, it highlights process, due diligence, and systems that allow a small operator to compete with larger players. The tone is geared toward action and simplification, aiming to show how an individual can start with modest capital, reduce risk by sticking to predictable criteria, and scale by documenting workflows and delegating tasks. Readers can expect guidance on finding undervalued land, evaluating it quickly, marketing to end buyers, and structuring deals that generate monthly cash flow. Overall, the book positions land as an approachable entry point for people who want a business-like investment model instead of becoming a hands-on landlord. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a land-first mindset for passive income. The book's central idea is that raw land can deliver real estate profits without the common friction points associated with houses or apartments. By focusing on parcels instead of buildings, the strategy sidesteps tenant screening, maintenance calls, renovations, and insurance complexity that often make traditional rentals feel like a second job. Podolsky frames land as an asset class where value is created through buying right, pricing intelligently, and matching parcels to the right end users, rather than through construction expertise. This mindset also reframes passive income as a system outcome. You build repeatable acquisition and disposition steps that can be run with minimal ongoing effort. The approach typically relies on purchasing land at a steep discount, then reselling either for a lump sum profit or on terms to generate predictable monthly payments. That structure can allow an investor to recycle capital while building a portfolio of notes. The concept appeals to people who prefer simple deals, clear due diligence checklists, and fewer moving parts. It also encourages thinking like an operator by tracking metrics, standardizing criteria, and treating each deal as a unit in a scalable pipeline. Secondly, finding deals through direct outreach and data, a major theme is that discounted land deals are often created, not found, by proactively reaching owners who may be open to selling. Instead of relying solely on public listings, the method emphasizes building targeted lists and using consistent outreach to generate responses. This is positioned as a competitive advantage because many investors avoid repetitive lead generation. The book discusses how data selection matters. Choosing the right counties, parcel types, price bands, and owner profiles can reduce wasted marketing while improving conversion rates. Readers are guided to think in terms of a funnel, where a large number of contacts produces a smaller set of serious conversations and an even smaller set of acquisitions at favorable prices. The operational takeaway is to treat marketing as a measurable process that can be scheduled and eventually delegated. By creating a predictable lead flow, the investor is less dependent on market timing and less vulnerable to the feast or famine cycle that affects many part-time investors. The focus is on consistency, simple messaging, and disciplined follow-up, supported by basic organization and record-keeping. Thirdly, due diligence without overcomplication. Because land is not improved property, the book emphasizes a straightforward diligence process that aims to confirm usability, access, and marketability before purchase. The underlying lesson is that simplicity does not mean carelessness. The investor should check the factors that most often cause problems, while avoiding analysis paralysis. Typical diligence concerns include confirming legal access, understanding local rules and restrictions, verifying taxes and liens, and ensuring the parcel is not burdened by issues that make resale difficult. The strategy suggests creating a repeatable checklist so each deal is evaluated the same way, which reduces mistakes and speeds decision-making. This approach also supports outsourcing, since a clear checklist allows a team member or third party to perform standardized tasks. Podolsky's angle is to keep the learning curve manageable for newcomers while still respecting that real estate is detail-sensitive. The diligence process is presented as the guardrail that protects the investor's downside, especially when buying from motivated sellers at steep discounts. The goal is to purchase assets that can be resold quickly, with minimal surprises and with clear documentation that supports a smooth closing and transfer. Fourthly, creating profit with cash sales and owner financing. The book explains how land investors can monetize inventory in two primary ways: selling for cash to generate immediate profit or selling on terms to create passive monthly income. Cash sales can speed up capital recycling and reduce long-term servicing, while owner financing can transform a discounted purchase into an annuity-like stream that compounds over time. The core value creation is spread-based, buying at a meaningful discount, then selling closer to market value while still offering the buyer a compelling deal. Owner financing is positioned as a tool that expands the buyer pool, since many land buyers may not obtain conventional loans for small parcels. Structuring payments, setting down payments, and keeping terms simple are presented as ways to balance affordability for buyers with protection for the seller. The book also highlights the operational advantage of notes. Once the initial sale is made and payments are set up, the ongoing work can be limited if systems are in place. The investor is encouraged to think about risk management, clear agreements, and efficient payment collection, so that passive income remains truly passive rather than turning into constant administration. Lastly, systems, automation, and scaling a one-person business. A distinguishing focus is building a repeatable business model that can be run by a small team or even largely by one person using documented processes. The book frames the investor as a manager of systems rather than a do-everything operator. This includes standard operating procedures for lead intake, offer calculation, closing coordination, listing and marketing, and customer communication. By documenting tasks and using simple tools, the investor can reduce decision fatigue and maintain consistency across deals. The scaling logic is based on volume and predictability. As the pipeline becomes stable, the investor can increase marketing, add assistance, and handle more transactions without a linear increase in time. The broader lesson is that passive income is rarely accidental. It is engineered through process design. The book encourages readers to track key numbers such as response rates, acceptance rates, average profit per deal, and inventory turnover. Then adjust inputs like mail volume or pricing strategy. This systems-first approach appeals to readers who want a business framework with clear roles, handoffs, and automation, rather than an improvised side hustle. In conclusion, Dirt Rich is best suited for readers who want exposure to real estate investing but do not want the responsibilities of being a landlord or the complexity of renovation projects. It fits ambitious beginners, busy professionals, and analytical self-starters who like checklists, repeatable workflows, and a business model that can be operated part-time and scaled through systems. The book can benefit a reader's life by offering a practical framework for building an additional income stream that is less tied to daily emergencies than rentals, while also teaching core entrepreneurial habits such as consistent marketing, disciplined numbers, and process documentation. Compared with many real estate books that center on leverage, property improvements, or speculative appreciation, Podolsky's land-focused approach emphasizes controllable actions, sourcing discounted deals, performing clear diligence, and choosing between cash exits and owner finance notes. That makes it attractive to readers looking for an operational playbook rather than inspiration alone. It is also worth buying for its emphasis on simplicity and delegation, showing how to design a small investment business that can run reliably, with fewer moving parts and a clearer path to passive income than many traditional strategies. If you would like to support Mark Podolsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.